listening.
Hey! What's happening, boys and girls of the
fucking ears.
Internet world? My name is Christopher Marinan, and you are listening to the No One Is Listening podcast. Final episode. Quarantine quality time. You know why?
The finale.
You know why, brother?
Tell him, Chris.
I got my two nasty boys sitting right across from me in live
together. This is my first time seeing you in literally a year.
I'm no longer here. A simulation.
Yeah, I mean, me and Derek are hanging out because we actually like each other.
Yeah,
fair.
Sometimes we, you know, rub elbows a little bit just to feel good again.
It's a human connection. It's a
of course, yeah.
That we've forgotten. So introduce yourselves.
Hey, everyone, it's Dave. It's glad to see you guys. I'm happy to finally be over all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm happy because we're doing a special episode today.
Yes, we are.
And we'll talk about that if we talk to our other cohort.
Yo.
He's
yo.
Wonderful right here.
Yo, it's your boy, Derek. I'm with people again. Yay.
Yeah.
He's really disappointed with us now.
I really am.
To see these guys again.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's like, I was the best looking guy in the room for so long.
That's how Brutus walked in.
That's true.
He eats shit. Leave him alone.
He has a bow tie.
He does. Oh. No, he doesn't. No. Ripped off his hair.
All right, we're giving him a new one.
I know.
Yeah, we'll get him a new one.
New hair, that is.
Hey, I am definitely stoked too. This is weird. I mean, we're at the Bettany house,
yes,
which we've talked about. And when I saw both you guys walk into my property,
yes,
my
his humble abode.
On my property. It felt crazy, man. Felt
yeah, you put nuts. A moat on your house. That's impressive. Across the gators.
It's like Pitfall.
Yeah.
That was the inspiration. But it is a special episode,
yes,
not only because you guys are here, but we have a million different things that we can follow up on now.
Yeah, and we had to capitalize on something today.
Yeah, you had to own up to something,
yes,
today.
Yes,
so with that being said, before we dive into what these fools put in their mouths.
oh, fuck you.
I would like to encourage you to subscribe to No One Is Listening on whatever podcast app you're listening to. So literally right now, look at your phone or iPad and take a photo of yourself subscribing to our podcast right now. No One Is Listening. Just do it. You can listen. It's okay. We're the only podcast with the nuts, so
it's true.
It's true.
You gotta subscribe. And if you're on social media, if you're a psychopath, you can follow us at Noyle Podcast. Noyle Podcast is on Instagram and Twitter. I'm gonna post some pictures of meat on our Instagram.
Well, how did we get suspended? Well,
dude, that's how we're going out, man.
We're going out.
So
the blaze of glory.
What has happened on this show? Is quarantine quality time is something that we came up with because we couldn't be together like we are literally at this moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to record this show over the internet airwaves,
yes,
so to speak. We became a real flesh and blood podcast at that point.
Right? Yes,
we joined the crowd by doing this digital. Now, I was used to doing digital podcasts and communicating with people because of work. You know, I did a lot of video
calls
before.
You could say we were digital soldiers.
So,
at least now I know I can punch Derek for real now.
Yeah. Oh, wait, this was normal for me to do the show like we've done the last year plus.
Yeah.
But I am much happier to be in the room now with you guys.
Absolutely.
You know, it was great. It was great passing the time. I love that, Dave, you came up with the whole concept of, because we didn't know what we were going to talk about.
No, we had no fucking clue.
No, not at all. I don't think anybody had a fucking clue what was going on. So, but yeah.
We just needed to do something because we were halfway through season two and we're just sitting there wondering what we're going to do. We had a release date for season two and now we can kind of get back to that year and a half later.
Wait till they hear us predicting about a global pandemic.
We might have edited that. Yeah, so.
That is the weird piece to it. But if anyone's picked up our show since the pandemic, you know, hit, thank you. Number one, if you have picked us up, it definitely means a lot. But we have a format on the show that we're going to get back to. So this is really the last of our weird loose format.
Yeah, just
it's the end of an era.
And we're going to go back to the Magic Sack, which is literally sitting right in front of me. So if you're an old school, No One Is Listening friend of show, then you know about the Magic Sack. And it's the first time I've seen it in a long time.
It's pretty intimidating.
I know. It's that warm, velvety bag. I was missing it so much.
I was wondering if it, you know, would have mold, mildew.
I don't know what happened inside of it. Okay. That's so, you know, it's still a mystery. But
what did we leave in there? A Butterfinger? Some crumbs? You know?
Maybe those 10 things you dropped on the floor last time.
That was good, man. So the magic sack, we're going to get back to season two here shortly. So we're going back to whatever the fuck was in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's some good stuff.
I only remember one thing I have left in there, and it was our red card.
Yeah.
And for those listening, the red card is the one topic each one of us put in just to totally shred. Yes. So last season one, I shredded on Maximum Overdrive. It wasn't my red card, but that's exactly what I hope to expect out of these other red cards.
You loved it.
I loved it.
I have recommended the Maximum Overdrive show to more people than anything.
It's our coup de grace.
Yeah. It really is. Because one of my favorite moments doing this show was the reminiscing about the kids getting murdered by the pop machine.
Yeah.
And then the inexplicable steamroller through the baseball fence. So Maximum Overdrive is just phenomenal. But over this course, of the pandemic, it's still ongoing.
We're on the end. There's vaccines are available in the United States.
And go get them, please.
All vaccinated. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's why we're here. So get your shot if you haven't. I don't care. It's good for you. It's good for you. It's better than 1990s breakfast cereals.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the 75%er over here. Me and Dave are both a couple of 96ers.
I am. So what? So what X-Men would I be?
Oh,
at 75%.
Fucking Morph.
Morph. Yeah, that was my first pick. No. Speaking of X-Men, at the beginning of QQT, I said I had some gifts for you guys. I have those gifts now that we are finally in person. So
gifts like you got me an NFT. You got me an NFT
with the T. Chris, here is your very own, probably favorite comic book, Bishop number one.
Yes,
I had that.
Yes, dude.
For the first episode that we recorded, it was probably episode 3 because we had a couple guest hosts roped in.
Yeah.
One of those episodes, Derek was missing because he was bartending a bachelorette party.
Yeah, that's right. He had the Chippendales bow tie on.
Yeah, I did.
And I said I'd be tipping him a dollar. So I pulled out a dollar from my pocket during that show and I put it on my desk for the entire pandemic. And I'm like, I'm going to give Derek this dollar.
Amazing.
This is your tip for bartending.
Yes.
Thank you. Lovely ladies.
I didn't bartend at
now
all.
Now shake it for me. Dance for me.
Please. Dance. It's going in the wallet. I love this.
There it is.
I love this.
My other one.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you got that. It's good stuff. Put it right side up. Right
side. He loves it so much. He's holding it upside down.
No, the foil stamp is sick.
Chromium, motherfucker.
So sweet. Dave, thank you, man.
You're welcome, man. But now we have to get into the meat and gravy or the meat and beans.
I'm happy you brought this up. So another part of quarantine quality time, which is one of my favorite traditions. We have a tradition now here in the Bettany house of predicting the best Oscar films. And I'm so happy that both of you did this.
Yes.
And that you're into the idea, because it's hard to watch that many movies in a short period of time. Because none of us watched Minari when it originally dropped.
No,
none of us,
no.
Oh, man. But that's the beauty of the Oscar movies and just having fun discussing them.
Yes.
So it's something that Neely and I did for a couple of years, and now I brought you guys into the fold. So what had happened was...
what had happened was...
We obviously wanted to pick the best movie. So we did our picks, which I... You know what? I stand by my picks.
Sure, safe pick. That's fine.
Safe pick.
Yeah,
man.
Mr. Safe Pick.
I'd be safe too if I was over 75%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm a Patriots fan in the 2000s. So.
I love Tom Brady. The whole premise is to pick the winner. So I don't know who came up with this bet. This is your fault.
It was my fault.
Yeah. Yeah. So what it was if you lost the pick for best film, you would have to eat none other than Ohio's own most beloved food, Skyline Chili on a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
So for those that don't live in Ohio or Northern Kentucky, The Skyline Chili is apparently, if you don't live in Ohio, what Ohioans are known for. It is.
No, it's not at all.
But out of the 1 million other things we should be known for, it's that shitty fucking chili.
But if you follow our former sponsor, Business Insider, they will tell you Ohio's most beloved food is Skyline Chili. Now, I definitely don't agree with that.
No,
but
no, not at all.
But that might be because we are from Northeast Ohio, where we celebrate po' boys and. I don't know. I like square cut pizza. I like the tanada style.
Yeah, that's Ohio style. That's good stuff.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially pierogies.
Oh.
You know?
We're a melting pot. You know that.
Yeah, but not Skyline Chili. That's infiltrated on our turf. So
that's hillbilly stuff.
It is. Yeah. So it is essentially, it is basically like pasta sauce that is just. Instead, just chili.
Yeah, they took chili and put it in a blender and just liquefied.
That's
right.
That's liquefied chili. That's all it is. It's like a Coney dog dressing. Mm. It is not chili, but they call it chili and they serve it on noodles traditionally, which I will say I have done a lot of
noodling.
I did a lot of chili cheese noodles.
Okay.
But homemade chili, you know, I would eat it with macaroni noodles.
I thought you were going to say macaroons. I was like, what the fuck?
Not the fucking spaghetti. Not spaghetti like Skyline. That's just nasty. So anyways, I won. I won the pick.
Oh, wow. Oh, good.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I won the pick. So
sweet.
I won.
I'm just going to have to toot it.
Watch out because we might be tooting in your bathroom up here in about 45 minutes.
That's true. So
it's coming out both ends.
So the Oscars were about a month and a half ago. So I've been waiting to watch you slip this dog.
You did. You videotaped it like a weird voyeur.
Yeah, he was sweating. Why did you have to sweat while you were doing that?
It's the new trend, man.
Kids, is this what gets you off?
Kids, we're not here to kink shame.
Kids are, kids are into the wildest things nowadays. But
the darndest things.
So Dave brought over some wieners. We grilled them up. We got a little char, not too much. But we had fantastic variety. We had boar's head, which delicious. Was my favorite.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
Those are lynx, bro. Yeah. Lynx. They were. You guys should have seen him sweat on the grill. It was,
the glistening.
Oh, it was. It was little beads, little this pockets of juice. Put them right over the mound. You know the mound on the charcoal grill, right? They sat right there.
You put like 10 pounds of charcoal in this grill. The grill hot dogs.
Yeah,
dude.
For like 5 hot dogs. What the hell?
I had to do it right. There's no point.
You didn't want to fuck up.
I did.
You didn't want to fuck up.
I didn't want to fuck up. But then you brought over Nathan's, which is. Industry standard dog.
Yeah.
It is all right.
I do remember it being better.
It wasn't, it didn't hit like it used to hit.
No, you also brought over Ballpark Angus. Yes. I don't trust Ballpark.
I'm going to have to say that Ballpark Angus was a good dog.
Angus dogs are pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't trust Ballpark.
Yeah. Well, did you have the Hebrew National? That was the fourth one I brought over.
I think I had the Hebrew, the Nathan's, and the Boar's Head. So okay. Three dogs,
so you didn't
total.
Have the Ballpark?
Yeah.
Fucking fancy motherfucker.
No. I guess I am.
They all blurred into one hot dog at the end. We were hot dog drunk.
Pretty much, dude. Pretty much. But you guys did own up to the bet.
Yes.
And you made yourself two Skyline Chili dogs. I got to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. It made the bun soggy, man.
That's okay,
that's
though.
That's true. Yeah. We weren't doing the, hot dog eating contest where they put it in the water.
Kobayashi just dunking it in water. Nothing like a soggy bun.
That's so sick.
That water might have helped the chili, though.
That's basically what the chili was.
That's basically what it is. Yeah, it's pretty nasty. So I watched both of you make a very traditional chili dog. So for the novice dog eater listener right now, I would say the quintessential chili dog. If you're going to go American style, you're talking about Pap's classic.
Yeah.
It is.
It's Americana.
It is diced white onion, white bun, enriched white bun.
All the gluten.
Right. That's it, though. But then you also will throw on some cheddar cheese shaves over the chili on top of the dog. That's your traditional. Now, I added mustard.
Okay.
Yeah, you cheated.
And in a chili dog, I like mustard with chili.
I appreciate that you ate one, though. So everyone, Chris also ate a chili dog from Skyline.
Yeah.
And he survived. We all survived. We're good.
Yeah, that Chris is a good shit. Good job, buddy.
So I want to bring this about. I want to start the hashtag. I know it's supposed to be hot girl summer. I am all about hot dog summer as
well. Hot dog summer coming in strong,
and if
baby.
If there's any hot girl summers that want to come over to my hot dog summer, let's go.
Oh, my God.
Vaccinated, I don't care. Whatever.
It's fucking ready. Day this pot isn't your Tinder. Stop it.
It could be. It could be. Vax and wax, ready to go, man.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Just
me or the dog?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking about both right now. All right,
thanks, man. I'm right here. Just eye it up. Hands off the merchandise.
But all right, so walk me through. Who wants to go first? What was the experience like now that you lived through a Skyline Chili Dog?
I'm going to let Derek handle this one. Because, Derek's, you know,
it has disgust written all over his face.
I'm like, I'm way at the bottom of this one because I know what the answers are coming.
It's like Danny Glover at the end of Lethal Weapon. He's like, ugh.
let me regale you with a story, gentlemen, of when I went with ships and whales.
Oh.
The cooks on my ship, for just some apparent reason, one of the recipes for ham called for them to put a lot of clove on it.
And
if you're not expecting that spice, it is the worst spice in the world.
Yeah,
it is a very assertive spice. So as we're eating this hot dog, I was trying to figure out what that spice is because I just hated it. Yeah. We looked it up. It was clove. It was just the worst thing.
You know,
I despise it.
Now that you brought up the ingredients, gentlemen, I actually... I have in front of me the can.
Oh, you got the can.
I got the can.
I was wondering what that smell was.
It still stinks. It still stinks.
It's no shit.
Yeah. So this can here, what surprised me the most was no sugar listed. So,
yeah, no sugar chili.
You know, if you're keto friendly, this might be the way to go.
Yeah, no carbs. One carb, maybe?
No, 1 gram.
One gram.
Now, that's a chili.
Yeah.
I mean, chili is known for its carbs. So this is... This is right where it wants to be. No, of course not. So where are we at looking at ingredients? Okay, here we are.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Beef.
Beef.
Barely.
What kind of beef?
Barely.
Liquefied beef.
Water, tomato sauce, water, tomato paste, dried yeast, spices, salt.
There it is.
Dehydrated onion, garlic, paprika, and natural flavors. Now, I missed one key thing here.
Yeah.
I poured this into the bucket on the stove.
Okay.
The bucket. The fucking bucket. Slop bucket.
Is that not the proper way?
It says shake can before opening.
Oh, we stirred it up.
Yeah, we stirred it up.
Yeah. You got no.
It was all liquid, dude.
Could have been better. Could have been better.
It would have not been better. No, I guarantee you it wouldn't have.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to shake up a can. I'm like, oh, this tastes great.
So this is, okay. I did not, you guys were all talking about this spice behind my back while I was grilling the rest of those dogs.
Yeah.
And then you dared me to figure it out.
Well, we Googled it after we couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
So it's not like
I still didn't taste clove though.
Hey, guess who put mustard on it?
Yeah, you did.
That's probably going to dumb down the clove.
That is true. In the ingredients book of life, that's exactly, it's the arch nemesis of clove. It's mustard. Yellow mustard. No, it, you know, I thought it was good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I like Coney dogs. And it's basically a Coney dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wasn't offended by it, but it's not so here, but I am offended by this. It's not a fucking chili.
No.
Like it's not chili.
No, it's not.
It's a hot dog sauce. Yeah.
So
yes, it is.
So Skyline Chili, stop fucking around. Change your name.
No, man. They already got it marketed. They got it cornered.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a corner on a 350 can.
They are fooling. They're fooling kids.
And they got three assholes in a basement debating it right now.
It's
so
true.
Who's winning?
I'm done talking about it. I don't even care.
I just bought $7 worth of canned chili.
I will definitely use it. But am I going to go out of my way to eat Skyline?
No.
Is it the nastiest thing I've ever eaten? No.
It's not the worst thing I put in my mouth. Right?
I thought it was going to be worse, though.
Yeah.
I did. I thought it was going to stink.
That's
like,
what they all say.
I thought it was going to stink like ketchup, and I was just going to get real mad. But I know it's like that earthy. It is an earthy mud color.
comes from the earth.
Right, I can think of it bubbling up from
just
the
looks
soil.
Like mud butt.
And a fucking troll comes over with a ladle and just picks it up from the soil. You know, puts it in a fucking leather-bound canteen.
From
and
the
just like
Cincinnati swamps.
That's the whole Ohio River. It's just fucking Skyline
just
chili.
Sitting around a fire with their big old noses.
Right. Oh, give me some of that goblin chili.
The Cincinnati Trolls.
Oh, god damn.
Chili. Oh, that's how it goes, dude. I mean,
they're starting a war in Cincinnati and they don't even know it right now.
I'll take them.
Oh, shit, dude. Well, one thing that we didn't have on the grill, but I have in front of me right now is
marshmallow.
So I'm going to eat this.
Oh, you're just going to eat it now?
Yeah. While Dave gives us his beat for beat thoughts about Skyline Chili.
Oh, yeah, Dave. How'd you like it?
It just tastes gritty.
Oh, that's a good Philadelphia word.
Man. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, great. You know, good Flyers, man.
That's a good word.
Because, so you ever make chili or go to like a chili cook-off and someone makes the chili and they cook the beef in the crock pot?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, that's all the oil. Yeah.
It just has that texture. Mm-hmm. Like it's...
like it was written by Frank Miller. Yeah. God. this chili's gritty.
It's just gritty. It's more of a soup. Like if I make chili, that shit's chunky, bro.
Agreed.
Yeah. Like, it's really the Charles Bronson of chilies.
Yeah. Yes.
It's basically meat salad. It's like not even a chili.
It is like a taco salad.
Yeah.
Just minus the mayo, you know?
I agree. But when you serve your chili the way you make it.
Yeah.
Both of you. Sour cream. Or no sour cream?
Yes, sour cream.
Yes, sour cream. To taste the chili, I won't do it with the sour cream just so I know how it tastes.
Yeah.
But the sour cream is kind of that nice note in it because I like to kind of make it spicy.
Yeah, it kind of tones
down a little bit of the spice.
So you guys will get this. I don't know if our listeners will get this. My favorite type of chili is basically Whitey's chili, which is local to Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll have to get the ladle with the holes in it.
Because it's too soupy.
Yeah. Good call.
Damn. I'm also a cracker crumbler.
Yeah.
In the chili.
I like the oysters.
I was going to say oysters. Yeah. Let's do it, buddy. Oh, there we go.
We got a high five.
High five going.
We actually touched.
We did.
Oyster crackers. Oyster crackers. I love it.
The oyster.
But I am.
Yeah, you're eating a marshmallow and I can hear it.
I am a chili cracker crumbler.
Is this an ASMR pod right now? Mouth sounds.
You're gonna grab a pack of saltines and crumble them now. I'm a cracker crumbler.
I am a chili cracker crumbler.
Hey, where are you taking that microphone? He puts it by his feet. He starts stomping on him.
I love it in the chili though. I will do I'll do some cheese in the chili, some hot sauce, and crackers.
Green onions, man.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Yeah,
okay.
Man, yeah. That's good stuff too.
Thank God it's 90 degrees outside today.
It's great.
Hey, what's the chili?
It was like freezing 2 days ago. So.
It's true.
It's so fucked, man. This place is crazy. This world's nuts. So, Dave, I also got to watch you sweat.
Oh, yeah, from the ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper ketchup.
It said ketchup, and then really small, it says ghost pepper. I just slathered my dog with ketchup, and I'm sitting there with my cheeks sweating.
Dude, you ate the whole motherfucker.
I did.
Put it down. That was a trooper moment.
You had to do it. You know, I was committed. I didn't want to waste a dog because it's hot dog summer. Hashtag.
It's hot dog summer.
It was good. It's a good ketchup. It's a Cleveland ketchup. It's very good ketchup.
Yeah.
Maybe not the copious amounts that you put on the wiener. But.
No, you know, just sometimes you got to reap what you sow. That's true.
So. You owned it. Now, I got to try the Big Dab.
The hot sauce.
The last dab.
So I got to try that at a Memorial Day cookout because, you know, the troops and
you're gonna play proud to be an American.
God bless the USA.
Yeah, I'm just gonna flip this table.
It just became such a weird tradition here in America.
Chris dressed as the Toby Keith.
I did. I will say I did. Hey, listen, I did fly an American flag that day.
Okay.
For my Uncle Johnny, World War II vet. But I did have hot sauce on that day. Yeah. The last dab from the hot ones. And It was good. It's a knockout sauce. It's not fun. You know. I wouldn't recommend it as a good sauce for your food, I don't think.
Yeah, probably a bad deodorant.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
But it is something worth trying if you like that hot sauce.
Dollar Tree special.
Dollar Tree. Oof. That's a rough place. So I will not be doing any more last dab. But
probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Can we Speaking of spicy things, ooh, Dave,
what?
Where are we going next?
Where are we? What in the world?
No.
Into the pandemies?
Oh, yes. Oh, so, yeah, Dave, why don't you go ahead and,
I was trying here. trying to do a segue.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, no, okay. All right, well, let's go.
But that's so we were talking that, like, now that this is over, now that QQT is over,
the
we
show.
Should do an award ceremony.
Yeah.
And we're calling it the pandemies.
You know, you celebrate the amazing year and 3 months that we've just lived through. Why not?
It was like 7 years, man.
Oh,
so I have 10 subjects or categories that I have written down. And it's all about our experience through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, pop culture, what we did, what sucked, what was awesome, you know? So I'm going to go through these categories and we're each going to probably discuss about what we did in the pandemic to make it, you know, tolerable or what we enjoyed.
The first annual 2021.
Hopefully this is an annual.
I hope it's not an annual thing.
Yeah. Well, until next year's virus outbreak.
Right,
you know?
Right. COVID 40 is going to fuck us hard in a couple of years. You know.
Yeah. Plus, I just wanted to hear the award music song from the Oscars.
It was so delightful.
It is good. Hey, let's just.
Is this groove with it?
Let's zone in.
I'm feeling it.
I'm looking at that foil on Bishop right now.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at that mullet.
Is this the song where they use the walkie-talkies to aim at E.T. as he flies away?
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up like Sonic Torture or something.
Oh, no.
What? Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Is that the new thing?
What?
Wait, but who wants to torture a hedgehog?
Don't.
Does his ring shoot out of his ball?
Yes. Yes.
That's how he loses them.
So, I'm terrified of this pandemies.
Oh, no, it's going to be fun, man.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
It's light.
You're fine.
We're just going to put the no one is listening spin on these things.
Yeah, I hope so.
We're just being honest. We're being real. We're just being three dudes in a room for the first time.
Yeah, not wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Play, blood.
Well, you know.
It is a little cold in here.
Yeah, look at these nips.
Get the ice cubes.
Really, turtle dicking over here.
All right, so let's get this thing rolling. I have 10 categories, and the first category is during the
category is sorry pray tell pose
I need an envelope to envelope.
Oh yeah, you put some bacon bits in there instead of confetti.
Shake it around.
Let's go, Ned.
So the first category is best newly acquired skill during the pandemic.
The category is all right, you want to know mine?
Yeah, no, I'm just staring at you for fun.
Okay, so number one, shit was annoying during the pandemic with all these motherfuckers doing their home cooking videos and making the Dianoga coffee, bro. We tried it. We tried to make it. I'm probably just bitter because it never worked.
Okay,
over here,
okay.
But no, you watch all these people become like, you know, longshoresmen and like fucking weird like hiking guides. And, like, get the fuck out of here. I don't know. You know, I still had to work. This was the most I've ever sat at home in my adult life.
Absolutely.
Like, because I'm a traveler. I fucking travel all the time. And this year, even though I was working, kept me at home. So I had to learn shit at home. And actually, it's a skill I learned just recently. Not even, you know, there's a million things I did around. I bought a house in the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I had to learn how to install exterior doors and brick homes, like all types of crazy shit. But the dumbest fucking thing I had learned this pandemic was soil recompositioning.
That's a good skill, man.
That's a great skill.
I know it now. But and because I got grass growing in an area where there's no business for grass to be growing, I have stiffened up my yard so I don't fucking sink. But it is definitely it's a pretty cool skill now. I mean, it's the dumbest one.
No, it's good. It's still a skill.
It is a skill.
It's something.
It is something. I mean, but I used mostly all the skills I knew of in the 36 years of my life over the pandemic. So I'm glad to be a survivalist. You know, I made it.
You did it. You could grow some grass.
But that's kind of it. You know, there was, I guess that was the biggest one. Electrical. I've done some heavier duty electrical now.
Oh,
good.
You tell.
Yeah. But no, I mean, no, you know, just 220. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
That's nothing great.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
shit.
I know.
Why don't you work with real stuff?
But no, that's it. Soil recompositioning. If anyone listening needs their yard looked at, I got good rates.
Excellent. Derek, what about you?
I was going to say the only real new thing I did was I laid down a subfloor, which
Did you rip up the floor?
Yeah, I did. Jackie was basically my sister-in-law now. She was doing property management and I wasn't working. So I was like, hey, can I help? Fucking really bored at home.
Yeah.
So I went and helped her with that. We ripped up the floor and laid down the subfloor, put over the floor and everything. It was nice. It was kind of nice working with my hands.
I feel like we're doing an episode of This Old House right now.
Yeah,
we
really are.
Between you and me.
It's because all the beard and flannels are going on now.
I wish I could do a Boston accent. It's just...
Go to the new Yankee workshop.
Put out some gutters.
Garage.
Yeah. So my newly acquired skill was I have perfected the art of making chicken paprikash. Something that I tried multiple times during the cold seasons of the pandemic.
So intense, dude.
Yeah, it really does.
Because it really was. But I did get a spetzel maker. I can make my own spetzel.
Are you not using a colander anymore?
No, not using the steamer. So that is it. My chicken paprikash is great. I don't even have to look at a recipe or anything. It just just natural now.
Like to try that, Dave.
Yeah. I've perfected it quite a bit. You did try your first batch and it wasn't quite as...
Yeah, you're really sad about that one. I thought it was delicious.
It was all right.
Yeah.
But, I do believe I've gotten better at it, so...
you could have gotten better. It was fucking terrible. I was joking.
It was fucking dog shit, dude. Jesus. Just like Skyline
Brutus
chili.
Brutus wouldn't even eat shit.
Just put it back in that Skyline chili can and put it on the shelf.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Next category.
Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, get the music going.
There we go. Feeling the mood, the flow.
Just keep it on loop. All right.
Oh, no, that'll get real old.
No, it's fine. It's fine. All right. Next category is worst moment of the pandemic. Chris.
Jesus Christ. So there were some questions because you gave me a little heads up. You gave both of us a little heads up on the questions. Yeah. There were some I just didn't have answers to.
We can skip you and go to Derek.
No. I would love to give an answer, but there is this like blacked out area of my brain that I'm like, you know what? A human brain can only handle so much trauma.
Absolutely.
And because I will go back.
Maybe that is your worst moment is like all the fucking trauma.
It might be. I mean, working with humans through the pandemic and trying to be the leader because we didn't have leadership. I think the worst moment. Easily. When I would love to have a joke for this, but when I had to explain to my staff what coronavirus was and why we had to like lay a bunch of people off. Okay. That was the worst moment. Because I had a lot of good moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to make the most of a pandemic, but I don't know, man.
It doesn't have to be too complex, man. Yeah. We're just simple dudes.
Or the
speak for yourself.
I could have. I might go somewhere. I'll see what you guys say. So, Derek.
Okay. Way to piggyback off of me.
We'll see.
I don't know. Probably when I was laid off. That kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Greener pastures, man.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. No, at the moment
when you called me and said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. I'm sure that helped.
Really calmed me down.
Yeah. I wasn't there for comfort, Dave. I needed hugs. And he provided. Maybe January 6th. I don't have to go too far into that.
Yeah. That was going to be where I was.
Not a great moment.
I liked it, actually, because it kind of just lets you know that, oh, man, these people are really out there.
It's brutal, dude.
Just the general 1 million people dying in America.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. Over something that's fake, right? Am I right, guys?
Yeah. Yes.
Some of the best moments might be all the people that were fucking wrong about it, but I don't feel great about them being wrong and 1 million people dying. So, probably that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, just general mental health of people that really, it was a very depressing time for a lot of people.
Oh, my God.
Especially, everyone went through it. And I like to believe a lot of us helped each other out as much as we possibly could.
Yes.
But going off of that, my worst moments of the pandemic are I'm going to go in different degrees because they're going to have like the first one is, you know, my father passing away. Yeah. So serious note. Yeah. So I don't want to like, you know, because we're a fun podcast.
Sure.
Second one's getting fired. That yeah. sucked. Blessing in disguise. You know, I got a new job like right. a month later, make twice as much money.
Hey, so, hey, greener pastures. Yeah, am I right?
Pastures. and the third one is the very minuscule, but it's the delay of the Black Widow movie. I was very disappointed by movies just not That's being right. there. So
I think Neely would agree with the Black Widow yeah. Problem. Yeah. Is that ever coming out?
July.
Is that part of the next month?
Oh yeah, I'm going, man. I'm pumped.
No, that movie will never come out. I'm sorry. It's the next James Bond.
I just want to go to a theater and watch a good movie.
Yeah.
Because the last movie I saw in the theaters was New Mutants.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed in you on that one.
Yeah. Mine was Birds of Prey. Yeah. It was good. But no, January 6th was brutal. And the election not being a clear cut. That kind of gave me a heart attack.
Yeah.
So that was not a good moment of the pandemic, waking up to that morning.
I'm just going to rope in people in social media.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Do that too.
Fuckers.
All right, let's move it on.
All right.
Next category.
The category is
best video game. Now, we have all been at home during this pandemic, sitting on our asses in front of a TV. Because we couldn't do anything. And especially during the winter months of Ohio, we're all pretty much hibernating as it is. And you can't go out on a patio and enjoy the sun, which was, you know, really helpful during the pandemic. So during the winter months, we sat around in front of our TVs and
in the cold seasons.
Yes. And just consumed in the cold seasons.
In the tundra.
So Chris.
Yes.
What was your best video game you played of the pandemic? Fuck.
Okay. So I have never played. I used to play video games all the time. But since I became a working man, or as Derek called me earlier today, the man.
I said he was raging against himself.
Since I became the man, I didn't really play a lot of video games, just a couple Star Wars games here and there. Yeah, I'm terrible online. Really what fucked me up, because I was like, man, I just don't have it anymore. But this pandemic and quarantine quality time forced me to play video games, and actually I purchased several video games this year.
Forced them. Do you hear that?
I know. Sorry, buddy.
But I did. I fell in love with several games this year, and I'm looking forward to playing Resident Evil. But my game of the pandemic is a game coming out of left field.
Okay.
For me.
Oh, the Albert Bell position. Got it.
Ghost of Tsushima is my favorite game the pandemic. It's feudal Japan. Samurai. It's all about different family structures and kinship, and dude, it's just a fantastic game. Playable for me, the novice, had a great fucking time with it, and just the most gorgeous game I have personally ever seen.
And adorable foxes.
And the foxes, that doesn't hurt either. No. So that's my game. Shout out to Red Dead 2. I know I'm late to the party, but I've had a blast with that game too. So Derek,
I would have said the same thing. Had not another game come out. It's I think it came out last year too. It was called Hades.
Which you played that a lot.
My god, it's a it's kind of a dungeon crawler type of game.
Yeah,
but it deals with the character Zagreus. He's the son of Hades, the god of the underworld.
What platform is this on?
All of them.
Okay,
you can get it on Switch, which I could probably recommend getting it for that. I have for PC because I found a sale on it, but it deals with him leaving Hades, the underworld, and trying to find his mother.
Oh.
And each time you die, you go back to the beginning.
That's right. You did talk about this.
But you kind of level up a little bit and you get stronger as you go along. But the story is just amazing. There's an ongoing story with all the characters that you talk to.
Yeah.
When you die and go back to the main arena, or not arena, but the main like hub, you talk to like Achilles, you talk to Cerberus.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing. Nice. And the story's great.
Huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought about this, and there's games obviously I played the most, but I don't know if they were my favorite. I played a lot of Warzone for the Call of Duty with the multiplayer, just, you know, random time waster. Yeah. Me and my buddies all play that.
I thought you were talking about the old WWF game from the 90s.
No, I wish.
Welcome to the Warzone.
Well, that game sucked.
Yeah. So that game, the Spider-Man Miles Morales looked amazing. It was a Great game. A lot of bugs, though. Wasn't as good as the first Spider-Man game.
It was a Spider-Man game.
But they're really good, though. They're so good.
Talking about the bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Dave. Nice. Get there.
Sorry, man. I'm trying to talk. but my winner is going to be the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Mm-hmm.
Because that game spent forever working on it, and it just looks amazing. Yeah. Everything. There was nothing wrong with that game.
Okay.
Just on sheer quality, how fun the game was. That's my winner.
Cyberpunk. No cyberpunk for anybody.
I mean, I played it. It's fine on the PC. Just don't buy it for anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to see glitch videos. I watched, that was my new Madden glitch video, is the Cyberpunk.
They were saying glitches.
It was nuts, dude. Yeah. It was nuts. I will give a special shout out to Uno, which is still a classic game.
I got a pack in my car.
Let's go. Oh, shit ton of Uno. But also Galaxy of Heroes, Star Wars, everyone discovered over Chili Dogs tonight.
New sponsor.
I'm in a really fucking awesome guild. They don't know how awesome the guild is, but thanks to the pandemic, I played the game even more often than I did, and joined literally a world-class guild. I couldn't be happier with. They're called Laser Faces, bro. Okay.
Now, you mean Taser Face?
Taser Face.
It is Laser Faces, and it is awesome. So Galaxy Heroes, hey, if you're 3 million GP, come friend me at Return of Fett.
Jesus Christ.
What?
All right. Let's move it along.
Move
it along. Cue the music.
Oh my God.
All right. And the next category is...
The category is...
Best song in the pandemic.
Best song in the pandemic.
This might be a short one.
You know, I live listened to a lot of music. Mm-hmm. But what got me through... there's two albums. What got me through the pandemic, I think. Okay. And one is... Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Swifty?
Because Neely does love Taylor Swift, and I got into it. It's good shit. But actually, I played a little bit of it pre-show.
Okay.
Disney, at the beginning of the pandemic, all the parks closed down, and they wanted people to feel good. They wanted people to feel some magic while the parks were closed down. So for the first time in their history, they released all of the theme parks music, the soundtrack that they play when you're at the parks, as playlists on Apple. So I'm going to do Date Night in Disneyland, because it's... So Neely and I would put it on the mornings, over the weekends, and it would just make us feel good. And that's the one song I remember. But, you know, there's been a lot of bad music. Watermelon Sugar. I mean, that's a good song.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good song. I could go Watermelon Sugar. Why not, dude?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Is that song about eating pussy?
Yeah.
So, there we go.
So Watermelon Sugar. All right, fuck Disney. All right, there we go.
Yeah, F them.
I just thought of one song that came out.
Oh, man. Derek.
WAP, Dave?
Yes, it's totally WAP.
There we go.
I was thinking about Lil Nas X, Montero, just because it pissed off so many people.
Yeah, that too.
WAP, though, was... I mean, that was like the song of the pandemic, I guess.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's a wet-ass pandemic.
Yeah. Very nice.
Definitely put a smile on my face.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the perfect time to release that fucking shitball of a song.
Yes, yes.
I'm not saying that the song's good. I mean, there's a lot of good music that came out for bands I actually listened to, but... definitely WAP was probably the song that it's going to be most memorable.
That's fucking hilarious. Oh my God.
All right. The next category.
The category is...
The best thing you purchase with your stimulus money.
Great.
Now, if you are listening in a different country, we had a lot of people listening in Japan 2 weeks ago, which is weird.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ohio.
Because I'm
arigato, Mr. Obata.
That shit came on the radio the other night.
I love sticks.
Oh my God.
Jing, she owe me a Coke.
Or a sticks album. here in America, we got stimulus checks in order to stimulate the economy, and that's why they're called stimulus checks.
Oh, yeah.
And we... All, which is great because, you know, it's free money that it's basically your money coming back to you.
Pretty much.
So we all got checks for, I think it was $1,200 the first round.
Yep.
And this happened right about at the beginning of the summer, and then once again in December, and then earlier in the spring, I think,
mm-hmm,
this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, did you make any purchases that didn't involve a house?
Fuck.
Yeah, not your house.
You could say house if you're really there.
Of course, yeah. I applied it towards the house. I don't know what I bought with it, but I will say the second round of stimulus, I was able to buy a fence.
Oh
nice.
Part of the house.
Yeah, fancy.
Yeah.
So that definitely helped, but lumber prices, you know, only 875% increase. So that stimulus, I mean, thanks, Joe. But
you're a rich man now.
Put a slight dent in that fence. But that's, you know, listen, that's a great thing. I love the stimulus idea. And I'm a huge fan of universal income. So Andrew Yang, vote for him, New York mayor. No One Is Listening podcast. Thank you.
There you go.
That's me. You can come at me.
Yeah.
Derek doesn't want to vote for Yang.
No, I don't live in New York, so I can give a shit.
That's true.
What was this one?
It was
what I purchased.
Stimulus money.
Oh, I mean, my PC. I love that thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah.
That thing's nice. I can do everything with it. I mean, I put grilled cheese on it.
As a cup holder.
When I'm working, a little like arm seems to come out of it and kind of rub my leg as I'm feeling a little nervous. I'm like, you know, I'm on lunch. Let me play a video game.
Do you have I'm right fancy here. LEDs in it?
Oh yeah,
is it
I mean, it came
too?
With it. No, it's not water cooled. I wish
that's
it was.
Just so over the
maybe
top.
The next one. No, I mean that's great for the CPU or the CPU and everything. But no, I'm probably not going to get one of the new video cards anytime soon either. They're really expensive, and you can't find them.
Yeah. Well, you could always sell your old one too. You know?
That's true. Oh, dude, I saw people camping outside of Micro Center a couple weeks ago. Looked like a shanty town. They're after those video cards. I honestly didn't know what the fuck they're sitting out there for. I'm like, dude, this is a computer store. What is going on? And then that all makes sense now.
Yeah,
just waiting for their fix.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, they're looking the jazzercise.
Dave.
Okay, so there's one thing that is. So I got an Xbox Series X like last month, but that's all on credit card. So, but that's not what I spent it on.
Kind of counts.
Yeah. But the one thing that I actually like paid cash for that I always wanted.
Cold hard cash.
And it was at Comic Palooza last year. My friends in a nearby town host a garage sale that involves comic books. And one of the guys, his name is Chuck. He literally has almost everything you could possibly find. He has like a legendary basement that like two people have seen. That is just, I guess, long boxes filled with
hell
comics.
Yeah.
I purchased a copy of Amazing Spider-Man 300.
Yeah.
Which is the first appearance of Venom. And I got a very good price for it. And that book has also skyrocketed, but it doesn't matter because I'm not going to sell that book. It was one of the pieces I was missing because I'm trying to collect, as you heard in the last podcast, a lot of all the Amazing Spider-Mans that I possibly can. So,
We know you're a big Topher Grace fan.
Who was the other one? What was that? Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, there we go. I was talking about Venom.
All right. So we have the next category.
All right. The category is
best documentary.
Oh, it's a universal.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us, I think,
are going
to
like our healthcare should be. Go ahead.
Count 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Into the storm.
Tiger King. Into the storm.
it definitely was Into the Storm.
Tiger King is fucked.
Yeah, it really is.
I forgot that. Okay, so
it came out right at the beginning of the pandemic.
It hit at the best time.
Pandemic has been going on so long that I forgot Tiger King came out during the pandemic.
It's true.
That's
I just thought of it now.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah, we never knew about Carol Baskin killing her husband.
I don't want to know.
Feeding them the tigers, man.
It's Tiger King is one of those things that's the pocket of America I hate.
Yeah, but that was one of those great things when Joe Exotic was like waiting to get a pardon from Donald Trump.
He
had like a limo booked outside his prison. He's still rotting in there.
What a loser.
All right, so, I mean, you know, Tiger King had it made its mark, but...
Yeah, Into the Storm, it was beautiful because you got the ending we all knew was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it finally came, it just appeared. It was like, oh, yeah, this is it. And it just, like, invalidated everything, but they still exist. They're still out there.
They still exist.
Oh, they super exist. It's stupid. Yeah,
because someone hacked the editing system and changed the results of
fucking leech. Oh, leech. That documentary, I didn't want to watch it.
No, I did.
I didn't, man. I can't stand those motherfuckers. I, you know, there was Q before it was Q.
Yeah.
And that's why I got off Facebook. Because if you don't live in fact, especially after the pandemic, y'all just fuck off. I mean, leave me alone. I mean, we can have arguments. We can have disagreements. I'm all about that. But, you know, if you're straight up bonkers, man, get the fuck out of here. I can't. So I didn't want to watch it, but the Bettany House put it on, and Neely and I watched it. And it was fascinating. And also, I'm like, man, y'all are suckers.
Oh, they're super suckers. They just love getting grifted. That's really what
so
it is.
So messed up, man.
They're like, what can I put my money in that's stupid as fuck? Right. Oh, this pedophile ring that doesn't exist. Oh, God. And when there's real things like trafficking that fucking exist, and these goddamn morons, because their shit was so fucking stupid, what they had to do was like, take up this like child trafficking thing,
right?
But their idea of it is like a fucking Liam Neeson movie, and they're like, oh my god, we have children in these fucking containers. No, that's not how that works, you fucking morons.
I wonder if they helped the sales of White Squall on DVD.
Oh yeah,
is that the movie?
Yeah, that's the movie.
Is that a John Voight movie?
Anaconda, buddy.
But don't want none.
But Into the Storm is a documentary that you can find on, I believe, HBO.
HBO.
So take a watch if you.
Yeah, I mean, there were some other ones. The one about that girl that got murdered or fell into that tank above. I forget what it's called.
The Joker.
It was a hotel one.
The Cecil.
Cecil Motel or whatever. That was all right. There's a couple more, but I do think that Q was the one that I like tuned in every week. And I'm like, I need to know. I need to see all these fucking dumb assholes just getting
pretty much.
And then listen to them cry about how they had so many YouTube viewers and subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Now they have nothing now that they're
fuck
on
off.
YouTube. So, that was great. That was a good spot. It was a nice enjoyment for me to just revel in someone else's misery. So, they deserve. So,
had to have it.
So, we are now going to move on to the next category.
All right, the category is
best TV show or series.
Best TV show or series. That's a really fucking tough one.
It is one, man. I know, because you are all about the series that came out over the pandemic, over the last year and a half. There's been a lot of good things that came out streaming and on TV.
Well, so this is, once again, there's a pandemic changed my life in this way. This is the most fucking TV I've ever watched in a year. And after a while, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I used to not enjoy watching TV at all. I'm a traveling man. I like to see the world in person. So it doesn't matter. Listen, there's so many good shows that came out. I want to say my gut is Queen's Gambit.
Okay.
That's just my gut answer because
it was a great show.
And I needed it at that time of the year. But it's, you know, I discovered two shows that I absolutely love. Legendary is probably second, which is HBO show I talk about quite a bit. It's a competition show. But I think Pose, because it's probably gave me the most emotional reaction over the whole pandemic. I mean, good and bad.
Yeah.
It's Pose on FX. I've talked about it the last few episodes and no one's listening. Go watch it, man. What the fuck else are you doing?
I'm going to get there. I mean, summer. This is starting to be hot dog summer. So
wait to get the vaccine. Stay inside. Watch Pose. Once you're done with Pose, get the vaccine and go hang out with friends.
Nice. There you go. So you're going with Queen's Gambit.
That's...
Chris, it's not like the end of the world.
Yeah, you can pick. We're not going to hold it against you, even though we probably will later.
You can go on social media and say it's something else. You can probably say it right after we announce our things, too.
I'll go with
okay.
Queen's Gambit.
All right, that's a good choice.
If you're a nerd, geez.
Yes, I am.
It's probably my second.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty obvious for me. Actually, not so obvious. I'm going to say WandaVision.
Oh, yeah.
What? I just love the show. Great from start to finish. I think people kind of fell off at the beginning because they didn't know what it was because they weren't, you know, they don't like mystery.
That's crazy. It's so stupid. Fuck them. So good.
But I enjoyed it. I liked where it's going and how it like made the universe both smaller and bigger at the same time.
True. Absolutely.
I think my favorite television moment might be the end of Invincible. I've never had a holy shit. It's been a while since I've had a holy shit moment
I'll
like
get
that.
There.
Yeah.
I'll get
oh, there. Oh, man.
As soon as we watch Pose, I'll watch Invincible.
There you go.
Yeah, just, I mean, really, just watch the end of that first episode and you're
okay.
Your brain's going to leak out of your ear.
Damn. Well, there was a lot of TV, man.
There was.
Yeah, no, damn. Definitely. Wow. I'm also going to go with WandaVision. Queen's Gambit was my second choice, but WandaVision just had it all for me. It had a unique story. Every episode was different. Going through, it was just creative. It was smart. It was good writing. The special effects that you didn't even notice happen.
Right.
Just stuff like that. I'm going to have to say WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier was all right.
Oh, I thought it was great, but WandaVision was just revolutionary.
Yeah, I think that really took the cake. Some runner ups, Invincible, obviously.
Yeah.
What else? I watched the Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
we haven't got there yet.
It was nice to see Emilio Estevez. That was anything that is described as a group of ragtag kids doing like a ragtag sports team. Kids. Like, give me any of those movies. Yeah. Little Giants, yeah. Big Green, Ladybugs.
You know? Oh, Ladybugs. Oh, hang on.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's gonna.
It's been a while since we mentioned any of the Rodney Dangerfield movies.
So. Yeah, you got a Han horn for that.
Nice. So let's go to the next category.
One sec.
Oh,
I want to give a shout out to a show.
Oh, what show?
No, just the appearance of Luke Skywalker in The Mandalorian. The return of Boba Fett. Were pinnacle moments for my TV over the quarantine. Okay, the category is.
Best movie destined for the theaters but wound up streaming.
Oh, this is tricky, man.
Yeah, this is your category.
It is. I thought I was gonna have a better answer.
The creative art of our show right here, guys. Yeah.
No, I mean, it was pretty boring because a lot of the movies I want to see, like Black Widow,
yeah,
didn't come out. In the Heights didn't come out. That's a movie
I knew they had so much money to make.
Yeah, that's so true. So there were a lot of movies that didn't come out, but I guess, you know, I'm not going to say Wonder Woman 84.
Come on. Just say it. Just do it.
That's so bad.
It's best movie.
For me, the one that, okay, so when they make a big deal out of shit, like, oh, they're going to release it only on streaming, I will give it up to Mulan.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was pretty well done, man. It's a pretty big movie that would have been awesome on a actual movie theater screen.
Yeah.
But it was the first movie that we downloaded at a premium rate, you know, the Disney Premier Access, so you can watch a theatrical release at home. Yeah. And I remember it was a pretty big moment. It was weird. Like, because we love the theater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love going to the movies.
So Same. That was a weird moment. But Bill and Ted's runner up.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
It'll be that's actually my runner up, too. I know kind of went to theaters, but not really. I'm gonna go with Kong Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's the best movie that would have came out to see in a theater.
Agreed.
That movie is made for it.
Yeah.
You have the sound, everything. Yeah. If you don't, you know, a lot of us don't have that kind of sound system in our house. I mean, mine's pretty decent, but it's nowhere near theater quality.
Yeah, you're not going to get the roar of Godzilla.
And you don't have the crowd there that get all pumped up when, you know, shit happens in the movie, and you're just like, oh my God, you're just kind of looking around. And
Thomas the Tank Engine versus Godzilla is the next one, dude.
I love it.
Get the modders in here.
All right, so my movie, I don't know if this really counts, but I'm going to go with The Sound of Metal.
There you go.
It wasn't a major film, but it was also an Oscar.
Is it though? I mean, here's the thing. So when I came to this category, it was like those movies that they made a fucking stink out of.
Yeah,
like, this should have been in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Like Sound of Metal, I would have seen it at our local theater here because Cedar Lee.
Yeah.
So we, you know, my fiance and I, we go to movies pretty regular. We probably would have seen that in the theater,
absolutely.
But it's not one that was like, did the Today Show was like, well, fuck, we're going to lose all this money.
But I could argue that it was a film and all films should be shown in a theater.
Yeah.
If we're going to go there,
but that's just what I'm saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
But, I feel that was, you know, one of the better movies.
Yeah.
I kind of want to say Nobody, but that was also in
little mix.
Yeah, a little mix. So
Florida,
I'm going to have to go with the Justice League.
Whoa.
You're sick.
I think that should have been in theaters, honestly, rather than streaming.
Man, that's a long theater.
But, you know, it's worth it.
Wow.
I think that would have been really nice to see in theaters. And maybe they'll do something in a year or two when they do the black and white version. But I think that...
the Hitchcock?
From this category, best movie destined for theaters but wound up streaming, I'd have to go with the Justice League.
That's a good call.
With the recut, so...
Okay. Yeah. I'm into that.
So, let's move on to the next category.
The category is...
biggest disappointment of the pandemic. And I know it wasn't Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl because that was one of the best moments.
For me, the biggest disappointment of the pandemic was being unable to eat at restaurants.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that was simple.
moving on.
To the point. What about you, Derek?
Theaters, restaurants. I love movie theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like always been my sanctuary to go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just didn't have it. So, and you know, watching Brutus eat poop, that was really disappointing.
Jesus.
So I have called a couple things. Obviously, Wonder Woman 88 was probably the biggest disappointment as far as movies.
It's so bad. Wasn't it 84?
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. So bad. It doesn't even deserve an 84.
Hey, I went into the future.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
It's terrible.
No one's going to care about that film. What a fucking mess.
No one already cares about it anymore.
That was a disappointment, bro.
It was so.
I wish that film didn't happen.
So
and
hyped.
I'm not taking back my wish.
So hyped for that. And it just sucked. All right. Fuck.
Yeah, obviously, bars not being open till 2 a.m., that sucked. Mm. My biggest disappointment was concerts going away. The entire music industry took a hit, and that really sucks. People that I know are just finally getting back to work in Ohio at the Agora.
Right.
Yeah.
Local shows are opening. Tours are starting to be booked. A lot of festival shows are going.
Yeah, Korn, man.
Korn, Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm so disappointed. I was supposed to see the most. I paid for the most concert tickets I've ever paid for last year. I never buy concert tickets. I always worked at concert clubs. I made it a point that I was going to see bands I never saw.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah. 7 Mary 3, buddy.
Yeah.
Striper,
Blake Cumberbund.
Yeah. Don't go down to the water's edge. I was really looking forward to seeing Rage Against the Machine. I had tickets for that. Faith No More was coming with Korn. But now they're not. Now they got Stain coming. Sweet. How do you go from Faith No More to Stain? Great. Good job, Korn.
Wow.
So I was really disappointed that concerts were gone. I was going to see Primus play an entire Rush set in honor
of
Neil Peart.
Where the fuck have I been? I don't know about any of these shows.
You're buying a house.
That's true. Yeah, probably. Yeah. You've been out here on the east side.
It's the no man's land.
And, you know, just festivals like Oktoberfest. There was no Oktoberfest, man.
Nothing.
Those all got canceled. So a lot of disappointments all around. I just wanted to throw that all out there because, you know, we need to start going towards...
Yeah, we will be making it happen again.
towards our final two categories.
The category is...
So during this pandemic, we started this show and we were still figuring out how to do a show without being in the same room with each other. And I'm super happy that we are back together. I feel my fast wit and flow is back. I don't have this weird buffering delay that I have to go and edit for like 20
Robot
minutes.
Robot Dave isn't showing up.
What'd you say, Dave? I don't know. So we had a couple guest hosts, and this is going to be best guest host.
Oh, damn.
On the quality quarantine time.
You know. Of course. No, I'm going to give it up to our good buddy Brett.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course I will.
You have to.
Yeah, I mean, he's a trooper. I don't know what he expected us to do with Justice League and rip him apart, cuz he loves Batman versus Superman. He loves all the Zack Snyder stuff, the DC stuff. And I think he had a thought we might have just ripped him on it.
Yeah.
And I think it was a great conversation, and I miss our text thread. We'll have to reignite that.
Yeah, we should. And we can count Jay from Nintendo Quest. I'll count him, even though he was our first guest.
He's our guest.
Yeah, he's a guest.
He was a guest.
I will count him.
That was
him,
an interview,
though,
Dave.
Okay, fine.
Well,
he was our best interview. interview.
He was our best interview of quarantine quality time was Jay Bartlett.
Nice. So, nice.
What up, Jay?
All right, Derek.
Probably Amy. I had a great time talking to her. We had fun talking about Final Fantasy and everything. Mm. And it was coming at like I was coming out of my pandemic fog kind of because I was able to buy Final Fantasy and we were able to talk about it beforehand. So that was awesome. Tom was great. Talked WrestleMania.
Yeah. Oh man, we did talk. Oh, that was such a good the Undertaker match. Oh, mm-hmm. Now it's all flooding back.
That's I was MIA. That just made me remember that the I was MIA
English
for
rapper. Wow, well, I was paper plane man.
Wow, I existed on another plane during that time.
So I'm also going to agree with Derek. Amy was my favorite guest host. I mean, it was a weird episode because you weren't there and you're usually the showrunner. Yeah. So I wasn't nearly as quick witted because I had to keep steer this boat. You know,
it's tough, man.
And you have such a good flow. So
it's tough.
And I'm usually that guy that just cracks in or chimes in here and has a good like one liner.
He's now, Jackie the Joke Man Martling over here.
Yeah. I had to take the no one is listening flag.
Those jokes. Oh, dude, can you imagine those jokes nowadays? That asshole. Get him the fuck out of here. So, all right. So I guess next episode is going to be Amy and Brett then.
We could invite them.
Well, no, they're just going to do the show.
Oh, yeah.
They could take over.
Yeah.
I like the NWO.
We're going to pass the torch.
We'll cash out our Business Insider checks later.
Yeah.
Your pot now.
They just make the money while we're, you know, on our yacht.
That's how it works.
So, shout out to Amy. I love you. You're great. You're gonna probably faint when she hears this. She's really looking forward to our live show, which we haven't announced yet.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about
live show.
It's been announced, bro. Now the final category of the pandemies.
Hang on. Let's
what are we gonna do here? Oh,
a little laugh track. What the hell?
Yeah. No,
it was good. It's all just kind of like...
All right, that's it, guys. Later.
All right, bye.
it's so bad.
It's so bad.
Terrible.
All right, so the final category is
the best moment of the pandemic.
Okay. I have a few because I don't know, man. I think in a couple of years I'll have that idea.
Yeah,
because I mean it is every dude. I'm not kidding. So much is blacked out.
Yeah,
were you guys talking about those two episodes that you did without me, or you did a few? That was a blackout time in my life. Yeah, I really have to force myself to remember what happened for 6 to 7 months. But what? So one of them was I was able to break away to go to Niagara Falls because the New York State had opened up Niagara Falls, Maid of the Mist, and I had to just get the fuck out of Cleveland. I had to get out of my house. I had to get out of work. Like, so that was my first breakaway, but it was either going to Disney in the pandemic, which was a fucking, that's a once in a lifetime, hopefully never happen again experience, but I have it now. I think it was also sitting in a room with some of my closest coworkers and my fiance after we all got the vaccine. That's the shitty one, but
you got the Aldi brand.
I went to my boy, Tom. He is my vaccine guy. I have a vaccine guy. True story. Tom Lamb, Sand Run Pharmacy, shout out. So he always, you know, vaccinates my staff and everything. He's a good dude. And he hooked me and my staff up with vaccine shots. So we all went. He gave us the egg timers. We just sat in a room. We were like, all right, this is it, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yes. It was just like, we didn't even know what to say.
Yeah.
But I did. I felt that was the day, man. And then
you felt like the weight was lifted.
Yeah. Because it allowed me to feel better going to Disney, flying on an airplane.
Absolutely.
I was just fully vaxxed and waxed.
Vaxxed and waxed, man.
That's it. I think that, you know, the vaccine, man, because now I feel we're here now because of it.
It's great.
I hope that other countries, Jay up in Canada, Jay Bartlett, hope you you and your fellow countrymen have more access to it. But it is that's probably my best moment. Yeah.
Nice.
The vaccine.
Nice. What about you, Derek?
Oh, man. I could say the whole Brown season, but.
Absolutely.
There were a lot of like ups and downs in that season.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. I would say but one of my favorite football games I think I've ever watched live was a Browns loss. It was the Browns Ravens, the Monday night game.
Oh,
and while
shit,
the ending
took the shit.
Yeah, the shit game.
Yeah.
But it was just like throughout the whole season, you'd seen the Browns just kind of flounder when they went down.
Absolutely.
And this was the first time you ever saw them punch back.
Hard.
And, you know, they were leading at one point. I think I went to bed jazzed. It was a Saturday night. And the moon was out. I head out over to the Twist and Shout. Anyway.
Little Transylvania twist going on, dude.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. Brutus had just eaten some chocolates.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, wow. He was hit. So Jess had to take him to the hospital. And shortly after that, the Browns-Steelers game started out with a bang.
No, there you go.
And never really stopped banging until the Steelers got sent home on the last game of the season. And so I felt that so many times,
dude.
That my Schadenfreude just kind of erupted. I was up till 4 a.m. screaming.
Yeah. I had such paranoia about the Steelers Browns playoff game that I was like, oh, they're just, something's fucking atrocious is gonna happen. So I had zero expectations. Dude, that first play of the game, I don't know if I've ever ran around my house more yelling at a sport. Well, a Rajay Davis home run in the 2016 World Series.
Yeah.
That's what I felt, though. It was that same energy. Obviously, the Cavs winning finals, but that Browns Steelers game was just, you're right, dude. That was fucking something else, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, even if they didn't win the next week, that was still probably one of my best moments.
Dude, they just kicked their fucking ass, though. Finally, after 20 years. If you listen to us from Pittsburgh, I don't care.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're just making up for the 19 years of...
Yeah, you whooped our ass forever, you can eat shit every now and then.
Yeah, so, you know, and then I'm not going to gloat because, you know, it's just... Hopefully they go down this awful road of depression and loss.
I hope so bad.
For 20 years.
Just sucking scum.
Just so bad. Sucking on Skyline Dogs.
Yeah. They hire Hugh Jackson at some point.
I have a couple moments. Definitely that playoff win was a huge moment. I just had an adrenaline high, you know, that you can only, you know, just watch it. And then, you know, like every Browns fan, they started, you know, Ben Roethlisberger throws for like 500 yards.
Right.
But, you know, there's always that little moment. But as soon as the deal was sealed, it was just the gates of heaven just opened.
Yes.
Right. Like, so that was a good one. Just being able to still continue to do this podcast and talk to you and get around all these. Just showing our people's ingenuity, how to get around things, how to, you know, still continue some sort of normalcy in a time where nothing is normal.
Right.
Where everything just seems depressed and you know, just being able to still communicate with people. I've never gotten drunk more times by myself on a computer screen.
Oh, shit.
Look, the first 3 months of the pandemic, it sucked, but we were still able to communicate through technology.
Right.
And I literally was in group chats with friends on computer screens and we're all pouring our own drinks and I might've passed out during one. I know a couple of my friends passed out, but, and you wake up and you know, my bartender has a heavy hand because the bartender is me.
Oh yeah, of course.
And then you wake up and you count all the limes in your pint glass. It was filled with gin and tonic. So, but you know, that was also, you know, you realize you're drinking at home. And so it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I'm really thankful that now we are all vaccinated and we're getting that normalcy. And now I'm starting to feel like myself.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing, because when you're stuck in your own world, and being in like your own room, isolated away from the world, you're trapped in your own thoughts. And if you're an overthinker like me, or, you know, someone that suffers through depression or whatnot and what have yous, you're just having that isolation is really hard to do. So I'm glad we're out of it. And, and we're, you know, we're smacking the gavel on QQT and we're about to get into, you know, the next stage of season two,
phase three
of season two.
Yeah. And I want you to know that I brought up the monster race timer and Kong has won.
Of course he has.
If you don't know about the monster race timer, you're not living. You're not living.
No.
This is a Noyle staple.
Yeah, it's a new sponsor.
That's LIVIN.
I want there to be a giant monster baby, though. Like a baby. like the New Year's baby, but just, you know, battling.
Oh, boy.
Like Ellie McBeal or something?
Or? Uga Chaga, baby.
Yeah, the Uga Chaga.
Oh, man. I love it. That's all the rest of phase three of season two is going to be is Uga Chaga, baby. And just deciphering that NFT that I just bought for $1.8 million. So season two
is happening soon.
Is going to be happening soon. I don't even know what to expect. How many more topics do we have to cover in season
At least 13.
Just shake the sack and determine the weight of the sack.
We recorded 5 episodes.
How many did we have? Math is
pre-pandemic. 5. We each had 5 subjects or 4 subjects and 1 red card. And then our special guest, Noah, threw in a topic in there. So we have
Stromboli.
We have 11 cards left. Is that what it relates to? Yeah, 16. Yeah.
Something like 5, that.
5, 6. Yep.
Yeah,
1.
Yeah. 5, 5, 6, 2, 3, 2, 3.
I was gonna
holy shit.
I was going Transylvania 6, 5,000. But either way, all right. So we got 11 topics left. Yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, it's gonna be great. We should schedule as soon as we're done recording this now. But we also have big news. We're doing our first live show.
We are doing our first live show. That's 5.
That's a new record.
Yeah, you gotta get it up.
I do. So that is coming up Friday the 13th.
Yes, August.
August of 2021. So get your vac shot. You can come hang out with us at the Superscript launch party.
Yes, it's their 1 year anniversary and a free comic book day release party.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So, I'd say we do a hype video in the vein of the old ECW ones.
I call Sandman promo, dude. I would love it. Yeah, gritty Paul Heyman with the fucking flashlight promo.
Well, just do it right here in your, like, rape room.
Yeah, under the stairs is perfect. Get sweaty like Taz. I'm in. So this is going to be fun. It's actually local here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, the Bottle House in Lakewood.
Lakewood is a suburb of Cleveland. You lived there for many years. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful suburb. I've not been to this place, but hopefully it holds more than, like, us. So you can come and join us.
I think there's going to be some people there. At least people coming to the bar, drinking and telling us to shut up, nerds.
Shut the fuck up.
We're still trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. But
I think we have a good idea.
We have a good idea.
Goats.
Yeah.
Goats.
Get ready for some trivia, maybe.
Singer Goatee. Yeah.
We'll have some prizes. Yeah. We're going to have some prizes going.
Yeah. So listen, it's going to be fun. I love live entertainment. I was a musician for years, man.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Love being up on stage.
That's why I wanted to do a podcast, was just to do live shows.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Agreed. So, hey, come join us Friday the 13th. You can't even make up a better date.
That's fucking perfect, man.
It's so sweet for the Superscript launch party, the 1 year anniversary. Yes. So they opened up during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, they did.
Bold.
Yeah, it's bold move. They had to. I mean, they had the storefront, and they've been doing well, from what I understand.
Shit, yeah,
they have a good community going. They do a lot of D&D games. My friend Elliot, you've worked with Elliot.
Elliot's
a good guy. Nick, Elliot's wife. I keep forgetting her name. I don't think I've ever met her.
I'm sure we're gonna meet her at the Friday 13th.
Yeah. Of all the videos I've seen her, she looks like a sweetheart. So they're all nice people, and I highly recommend them. So
hell yeah,
We're gonna have to go down there soon and check out some books.
We're gonna
pimp
that every episode. Oh yeah, absolutely. Phase 3 of season 2.
Absolutely. So
I can't wait. All right. Well, listen, thank you for coming over. Thank you for doing this.
It's great to see your face, man.
Yeah. It is. And
now let me lick it.
I don't know if I'm there yet.
Give me
a month or two. I smell the clove coming off your breath.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Look at that chili. Neil wants all that chili.
We saved it. We saved it. So, hey, listen, go ahead and subscribe to us on your podcast app, Pocket Cast, whatever you want to jam to us on. Just hit that subscribe button right now, or follow us on social media at Noel Podcast, and you can see all of the wacky meat on
the wacky meat.
Now I'm gonna take a photo after this and post it up on there. That'll be cool, so you can watch photos of sweaty dudes on our Instagram, I guess. At Noel Podcast. That's cool though, and it's gonna be a hot dog summer. #hotdogsummer.
Yeah, you just stole my thunder, man.
Way to go, Chris. Way to just destroy it.
There's enough thunder to share. You can follow me and all my stars Star Wars toys at Finest Editions.
Now listen to how much this sucks. You can find me on Twitter hashtagging Hot Dog Summer. They stole the thunder's gone.
That is true, dude.
So Hot Girl Summer, Hot Dog Summer, it's all good. You can get me on Twitter at David_V_Roth.
I don't even know how to fucking follow that up. That's not even, like English. No, I'm doing Speak the Thunder. This is Thunder Dan Marley Summer.
Whoa.
You can find me at Drake Dangerson 1 posting Dan Marley pictures.
I love that. The Dan Marley. I love Dan Marley Summer. I haven't stopped having a Dan Marley Summer since none of us have. Suns.
Still going strong.
92 Suns.
The sun hasn't set.
I love those jerseys. All right. Well, hey, Dan Marley, we got to give it a
let's get one more.
Six Honorns. In Dan Marley, we trust. And we're going to end this in classic fashion. Good luck, America. Dan Marley's still alive.
He is.
He is. Yes.
We'll see you at season 2, guys.
Bye, guys.